He credits his welcoming hospitality and creative culinary skills to his parents. And it's those very skills which have made American-born Grosvenor Fish Bar owner, Dwayne DiPolomeo, one of the top 10 people across the country shortlisted for a top tourism award. Mr. DiPolomeo is in the running for the Tourism Superstar Prize in this year's Visit England Awards for Excellence. He said, "I don't feel I go to work. It's a lot of fun. I like experimenting with food. When I'm in the restaurant, it's like I'm back in my mom's kitchen." And despite his apparent confidence amongst his staff and customers, Mr. DiPolomeo, 57, is a relative newcomer to the restaurant industry after taking over the fish and chip shop business in April 2012. He runs the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Lower Goat Lane with his partner of 14 years, Christian Motter, 49, whose parents used to run the business. Born in Miami, the fish and chip shop owner was one of 9 children and started cooking and doing household chores, along with his siblings, from a young age. "We took care of each other," he said. Mr. DiPolomeo's mother stayed at home looking after the family, and his father was a lawyer. "My parents always had a welcoming attitude towards people who came to our house, and that's how I see things in the business. I want people to feel welcome and comfortable." He described the nights before Easter and Christmas in his family home, surrounded by food, and each of his siblings had a signature dish. His favourite family meal was roasted peppers with sausages. After studying psychology at the University of Florida in his late teens, he embarked on a career in marketing and advertising for over 25 years. Despite working in New York with a big worldwide company, he lost interest in the industry, so he joined forces with his Norwich-born partner, Mr. Motter, in 2002. The couple set up a furniture design line in New York. But everything changed when Mr. DiPolomeo went travelling around Europe in 2010. He said, "Christian told me, if you go to the UK, you have to see my parents in Norwich. I came to Norwich, and from the first minute I was there, I knew it was amazing. I loved the city because it was so beautiful and quaint, but busy. People were kind. Grosvenor Fish Bar was for sale, and I wanted that shop." It had been a traditional fish and chip restaurant for about 80 years, and Mr. Motter's parents had run the business for 35 years. Speaking about the first time he tasted fish and chips, Mr. DiPolomeo added, "It didn't taste like real fast food. It tasted really good." He and his partner took over the Grosvenor Fish Bar in April 2012 and spent a year and a half upgrading the basement restaurant area, now called the Bunker because of its unintentional resemblance to an Anderson shelter. Mr. DiPolomeo said the refurbishment happened organically. The materials, including wood and metal, were used because they were inexpensive, not because they were fashionable. He added the batter recipe had not changed for decades, and the menu includes traditional fish and chip shop staples to the more unusual recipes, including steamed cod tacos. Customers range from people who have been visiting the eatery for several years to families, holidaymakers, and people on a night out. Mr. DiPolomeo said the golden rules for independent restaurants were appreciating residents, being welcoming, and serving good, honest food. He was surprised to be nominated for the Tourism Superstar Award and enjoys telling visitors about what Norwich has to offer.